Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Keeper. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 56. The Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. How many believe the words of Jesus?
Yes.
Then don't agree with people when they're telling you that the Lord was working destruction in their life to teach them something. Take them to the Scripture. Said, no, I can't accept that. The Bible disagrees with you. The Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody remember John 3:16? John 3:16, verse 15 says that whoever believes in Him should what? Should what? Not perish. What's God's will? Not perishing, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should what?
Not perish,
but have everlasting life. In 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and the 3rd verse, we need to be reminded of these things. They need to be built into our spirit, because the enemy is always trying to lie. He's always trying to accuse the Father of evil. Don't accept it. 2 Peter 3, I tell you, skip down to verse 9, for time's sake. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but He is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any. How many?
Any.
Are people perishing on this planet? Spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, are people being destroyed?
Yes.
Yeah, they are. And not a one of those cases of people being destroyed is the will of God.
Right.
Not one of them. I believe the Bible, don't you?
Yes.
He is not willing that any should perish. Now, do you see the rest of this verse?
Yes.
How do you keep from perishing? What did Jesus say? He said, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. Then the Spirit of God, through Peter, many years later, how many of this is no coincidence? This is no coincidence. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Why? Because if you repent, He can keep you from perishing.
Amen.
If you'll repent, He can protect you. He wants to protect everybody. But He can't.
Wow.
He can't keep what you won't commit to Him. And if you're going the wrong way and you're giving place to the enemy, he's going to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
And the Lord wants to keep you from it. But if He tells you, quit doing that, get out of that, get over here where I can keep you, and you say, no, I'm going to do this, you're going to perish. But even if you've been going that way for 30 years, if you'll look up, if you'll humble yourself, if you'll repent, repent doesn't just mean cry and feel bad, it means change.
Yes.
That's right.
If you'll change what you're believing and what you're doing and what you're saying, glory to God.
Amen.
Judge yourself,
yes.
You won't be judged.
Amen.
And the Lord will be able to keep you. Now, there may be people that say, well, yeah, but now God's grace covers everything, independently of anything you do.
Nope.
Look around. If God's grace meant all of His people are protected and kept without anything to do with them, why aren't they all kept and protected? Don't be foolish. We need to open our eyes and see what's going on in the world. What's going on in believers' lives? Right? No, it's not by works. It's not by earning anything. But we do have to agree with Him. We do have to believe Him. We do have to follow Him. You got to give Him something to work with.
Right?
Yes, sir. It's like giving. I mean, a million times zero. It's still a big old zero. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You got to have something to multiply,
yeah.
Something to bless,
yeah.
Something to increase.
Thank you, God.
Who is doing the destroying? John 10:10. The thief comes not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Revelation 9:11 said the angel of the bottomless pit, his name is Apollyon. That literally means the destroyer. 2 Corinthians 4:4 calls the devil the god of this world. Why is there so much destruction and pain on the planet? Because the destroyer is the ruling entity down here. And because of man's sin and disobedience, because of the curse that is throughout the earth, and because of the continuous activity of evil spirits, destruction is everywhere. Cruelty, pain. I asked the Lord one time, I was seeing some things that were hurting my heart, and I said, Lord, Your love itself, if this bothers me, I know it bothers You. How do You tolerate this? The suffering of innocence, the pain and the cruelty, the destruction in the earth. How do You tolerate this? He spoke to me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but very distinctly inside me. He said, Son, it's very brief. I was not expecting that answer. But He answered my question, how He tolerates it. It's very brief. We think, brief? It's a whole lifetime. Yeah, but to Him, a millennia, 1,000 years, is like a day. We're the ones that don't perceive time right, because we've only been alive that long. You ever try to talk to 3- and 4-year-olds about waiting a week? They're like, a week? A week? A week? You might as well have said a decade. I mean, they, right? They're but how many have noticed the older you get? What's a week? What if you'd been around for not thousands of years, not billions of years, but untold eons? You'd see things far differently. We need to see things through His eyes. From God's perspective, a lifetime, well, 42 years is like an hour to Him. If 1,000 years is like a day. So an 84-year experience of life would be like 2 hours to God. So if you're hurting and you're experiencing some difficulty and you're a child of God, many people, He could say, hold on, trust me, 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
And I'll get you out of here.
Glory to God.
You'll be okay.
Glory to God.
Because for those who trust Him,
yes,
we, Jesus said, will never die.
Amen.
What does that mean?
Never.
Well, your body might stop breathing and you'll slip out of your body, but you won't even know it. You won't even taste death. He tasted it for you, the Scripture said.
Yes.
Next thing you know, you'll be outside, looking, going, seeing your body going, oh, man, I didn't know I looked that old. It's good to be out of there. Whoo. Then you're going to go, I feel good. And your angel is going to say, I got some stuff to show you. You ready to go? You go, yeah. And you're out of here. I'm in a life of 120 years. It's just a little over 2 hours. God time. That's how he tolerates it. But he has a plan. This is the briefest thing we will ever do as children of God. We're going to be with him, ruling and reigning with him throughout the endless ages. But during our 2 hours, and for a lot of us, that's down to an hour, right? Or less. So how many know why he's serious when he says, redeem what time you got left? It is so foolish to get up and go and come back and go to bed and get up and act like you're going to live down here forever. It's so ignorant. Over 150,000 people will leave this planet today.
That's right.
Die. 150,000 today. Almost 2 every second. That's how many people are leaving here, leaving here, leaving here. It's a hostile environment. It's full of the curse, devils, and crazy people. You need some help. You need some keeping power. Come on, are y'all with me? Around you, you need angelic protection. You need the Holy Spirit's enveloping power in you, on you, around you, just for a couple of hours. Come on, y'all with me? To get you through, get you to run your race, finish your course, and then you're out of here. But you need, how many would acknowledge, I need him every moment of every day, because without him, this world is a dangerous, dangerous place. Without the mercy and goodness of God. But we must put ourselves in his keeping and commit our life and our things to him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Keeper, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me